Bernadette, how do you future-proof the board in terms of they have the necessary skills to enable them to have the overview?
Thank you. Well, we keep a skills analysis of our trustees, which we review, the nominations committee reviews annually. But we also have the ability at any time to co-opt individuals who are qualified to be appointed as a trustee to fill a vacancy in our numbers or to bring additional skills to the board. And through our Articles of Association, we do have the ability to co-opt up to 4 members. And this can be very useful in terms of our succession planning. If we know that there are individuals available who would add to the skills of our board, both presently and in the future.
Can you tell me, sort of, has there been any recent experiences where you've needed to co-opt a yes. particular skill set?
Yes. Yes, well, we're currently, through our skills analysis and the future direction of the charity, we have come to the conclusion that we are lacking in a skill that would be advantageous to the future delivery of our charitable objectives. And perhaps I can call on Pam, who is having recent experience in looking at the particular area that that we want to address.
So Pam, tell me how the co-option is working in terms of future-proofing the board.
Well, I was invited to join when the new directorate was formed to look at income resources, and as part of that we are now looking to find a suitable person with knowledge of retail and working in that background.